Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Man, I thought Antoine's ego had grown out of control yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what I did.
No, I mean I was wrong. It was my misinterpretation. But boy, Monica, I just thought that we had created a monster here on the K92 Morning Thang, and Antoine's head was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Again, not your fault.
Okay.
My fault for misreading, because we do these like emails back and forth with ideas. Yeah. And hey, here's what I did for my day. And Antoine put in his that he wanted to get a giant portrait for his basement for all of your athletes that you love, like the greatest athletes of all time. So you kind of wanted, I guess, like a portrait on the wall. Let's say Kobe's probably on
there.
I
want Kobe, Ken Griffey, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Serena Williams. I want all of them.
Yeah. Well, Monica, when I read that email yesterday, I thought it said, I need to get a giant portrait of myself for my basement as an athlete.
As an athlete.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do some sort of Antoine's greatest hits basketball mural, fat head of himself.
I mean, we got moments to go back to.
And I'm like,
that would be pretty awesome, though.
And I thought,
walk into his house and see that.
Yeah, I know. And I'm thinking, man, he's going to put a giant portrait of himself on the
giant
wall?
Wow. Right by the entryway of the basement. When you come in the basement, you see me.
I am, you ever been to somebody's house that has like a really giant portrait of themselves or something very unusual?
A family portrait.
Family portrait. I mean, a picture.
It's like too big. It can be too big.
And a family, that's fine. And then there's the things that are too big. And then there's the things that kind of go artsy, or they go further. So it's not a picture of the family. It's a giant painting. It's a portrait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, that kind
of
thing.
I've been in a house where there's been a giant painting of like a grandparent. And they're just like, it's kind of like you see in movies. And I didn't think it was in real life, where they're like over the fireplace. And it's kind of like they're staring at you. You can't get away from them.
Right, like in the haunted mansion of any movie.
And their eyes are moving or something. Ooh. I'm just like, this is really weird. Like, I understand you love your grandfather, but this is weird.
Yep. I've been to someone's house, walked in, a nude portrait.
Of them?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Or somebody else. Who was it?
No, it was them. It was them. Dining room.
In the dining room.
Oh, so you just sit there eating, enjoying your meal, and you're kind of like, well, that's a nice mold that you have here. Some
clam chowder is wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't. Yeah. Did you say anything? I would have had to say
something. No, you can't say anything.
You
have
to.
You have to say something.
No.
If I'm at their house.
Why wouldn't you?
If I'm at the house for dinner, then we're at a place where I can speak on the things that's going on.
I believe the only appropriate reaction is, what's a lovely painting you have right there? That's it. Yeah, you don't ask other questions.
So who did that? What inspired you? Titanic?
I thought you were asking for the specific name.
I thought she
the
was
person.
Too.
I'm like, what? Oh, no. You can't say that.
This is none of your business. I can't be doing that. Who was that and what's their address? So we can all go over and knock on the door right now and see what's going on.
But I disagree with you, Zach. There are more things that you could say than it's a lovely painting. You could be like, was it cold that day? Or are you happy to see us? Like, there are so many things that you
have
to say. You have to acknowledge it.
But it was just so baffling in a lot of ways, too, because this is a wife and their kids live there.
They've seen the picture, so they've talked about it.
Can you imagine? It's like, what's that? Oh, it's my mom.
That's mom.
All your friends always want to come over.
Can't bring any friends over.
To hang out at Antoine's house. No, we shouldn't.
No,
we should not. Hey, you want to do the study in the dining room? No, we will not study. No. Stop asking to
study. In the driveway.
God. Yeah, you play in the yard.
Oh,
you're
man.
Not allowed in.
I would like to know.
So whose house was it?
See, I knew it was coming back around. I want to know if you're out there texting to 52353. Let me know if you have like those self-portraits or any of those weird like paintings
right.
that make mm-hmm. you feel special.
Or I would add in, you know, when people do weird murals where maybe they're Vikings or it's in a kid's room and yeah. it's some, you know, wacky things like that where it's the Lion yeah. King, but then you've inserted yourself in there like Antoine's going to into his basement.
I could definitely see me doing this.
I know. I feel like I've put it out there and now it's going to be Kobe, LeBron, Ken Griffey Jr., Antoine.
I don't see why not. It's just me hanging out with my besties. I don't see why not. Monica, Monica, you should do this. You should put you with like Amy Winehouse and mm-hmm. Tina Turner and Whitney Houston. Zach, you should do this. You should do it with like Chef T and Emerald.
Emerald. Yeah. Put Guy Fieri on
Guy
the
Fieri. Martha Stewart. Yep. Put them all in there.
It's great. It's a great idea. Yeah, we'll get on that. All right, psychopaths. We're going to figure out mm-hmm. who you are.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Of course, this goes to TikTok. This girl, she believes Sophia, she has the answer. She okay. says, I can identify a psychopath.
She can figure it out. She,
there's a test.
All right. Is it a takes one to know one, like a birds of a feather, that sort of thing? She's
no,
a psychopath.
No, this is a scenario I'm going to give you. And okay. your answer
determines
how you answer this.
Whether okay. I'm a psychopath or
okay.
not. Fair enough.
All right. So this is the scenario. So close your eyes.
Okay.
And think about walking through a creepy forest.
Okay.
As
right.
your heart pounds mm-hmm. and you hear something, you hear sounds surrounding you.
Mm. Okay. okay. Yep.
Suddenly you feel breathing behind you and you whirl around in terror. What do you see? What's your answer?
I pictured like a Krampus, you know, the bad guy, some sort okay. of monster thing. You know, it was very monstrous. It had horns. It was sort of devilish in a way.
Yeah, okay.
yeah that kind okay. of thing. That was the first thing that popped into my head.
I pictured just like a giant man, but I couldn't like see his face, like Paul Bunyan-sized mm-hmm. giant. But he was like, it was dark, like it was a okay. shadow. Like I couldn't see who it was.
So like a big muscular
okay.
man.
Yeah.
So it was me.
All right, so I believe right. y'all pass. Y'all passed the test.
Okay.
You're okay.
Does that
you're
mean
okay.
we are psychopaths?
You're not. You are not.
Okay.
Not that's what it means to pass. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Who knows?
Because, yeah, they said most people, they saw like a wild animal or, you know, a person of the opposite sex, like a shadow or a figure.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that if you see a dog, that's when you should be worried. If someone says, I see a fluffy dog, because usually that's a sign that they're trying to hide something or they possess that psychopath
okay.
tendency.
But who would say that? I don't think there's anyone that would actually
I don't think anyone
that.
Was...
A psychopath,
I know.
I guess.
Did any psychopath actually picture a fluffy Bichon Frise? Just, hi,
yeah,
hi.
But they're trying to mask a behavior is what she's saying.
All
so
right.
she says if someone says dog, then that's because they're a psychopath.
But if they're a true psychopath and they're trying to mask a behavior, they wouldn't say that in the first place.
I know. I wouldn't think. I know. But this is a Sophia. This is TikTok.
You know,
so.
It is almost as if you can't believe what a 17-year-old on TikTok tells
I know,
you anymore.
I mean,
what is this?
But her name is Sophia. Wow. She sounds legit. Like she
and
knows.
She said she was an expert.
Ah,
she yeah. declared herself an expert.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so. Her dad is, you know,
a psychopath.
Therapist
psychopath.
Of some sort.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
that's where we went.
Yeah. And she just got her. She. I mean, they just took her braces off, and she is now a grown woman.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I think she's
she
the psychopath. She's the one that pictured the dog, and that's why she put this out here. There's no one that pictured a dog. I mean, you can text
no.
me 52353. What did you picture when Monica went through that scenario?
And
it was not a fluffy little dog.
No, not a dog.
It's impossible for me to do that because you said breath on the back of my neck.
Right.
It's not going to be a
right,
little fluffy
right.
dog that can breathe on the back of my neck.
Like,
it has to be something giant.
At best, it's going to be a St. Bernard on two legs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is this, breath. Beethoven?
A newfie.
Get out of here.
A newfie, yeah, exactly. But outside of it, yeah, I'm not going to picture the Taco Bell dog or something just because
mm-hmm.
if you said suddenly something nipped at your Achilles tendon, maybe then.
Yeah, we would have said Krampus at that point.
Right, because Krampus would be up high. He'd be ripping my ears
exactly.
off. Totally different.
Y'all just rip it into Sophia.
Yeah.
Y'all have to comment on her TikTok.
I will. I lost my password. I need to figure out what it is. As best we can tell, we don't have any severely definable psychopaths that are listening in, or at least texting in. But a true psychopath would not let their
attention
be
Yeah, I don't think
known.
They would put that information out there voluntarily.
But again, this is also as defined by girl on TikTok.
Yes.
Because you're supposed Sophia. To be close your eyes and picture that you're walking through a dark, scary forest. Which I should say, I was even detailed to the point that it was the forest in Beauty and the
okay.
Beast. You know when the dad goes down the wrong path?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
yeah,
I pictured.
Yeah.
It was that same forest. That guy, worst judgment ever. I mean, he sees two lanes. One of them is a beautiful road, is sunshine, there's birds everywhere, and he thinks, you know what, let's go right down the death path. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Now, Zach, I will say this. You said that we didn't have any psychopaths text in. Mm-hmm. I think we do have some psychopaths adjacent that did text in. Because, for example, Taylor and Forrest, she saw a big werewolf, which is a cousin of a dog. So even though she didn't see the fluffy dog, she did see that. And then this other text, Michael in Whitville, he saw a Great Dane.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So they may not be psychopaths because they didn't see the fluffy dog, but I don't want to cross them either.
Somebody else saw actor Shia LaBeouf. They texted in. I'm not sure. It's very
specific. That's justified. That's justified. Weird one. I would run.
He's been doing some stuff. It's been in the news.
I'm running from Even Stevens.
Does make sense. So 52353, you can weigh in. We were learning about the dangle rule, which you'll get to in a minute. We are barreling toward the end of the school year already.
Oh, man.
Hey, kids, remember school? That was a thing.
Yeah, they remember because they're all starting to have to go back now. They're like, wait a minute. Yep. I like this computer stuff.
I know it is kind of it's they need to go back, and I totally get it. But then you also think, what's this for, like a month?
Well, what's funny is, you know, because like a lot of school boards are voting for the kids to go back for a couple of more days than they were going. Mm-hmm. And you would think that all of the kids 100% would be excited about going back.
No,
that's not the case. Like, they were complaining at first, and now they're like, you know what? I've gotten used to sleeping in.
Yours are excited?
Yeah, they're excited for it.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was like, my feelings are hurt.
But here's the thing. If I had to be stuck at home with mom singing Whitney Houston in the mornings and just yelling for me to get her a bottle of water, I'd go to work.
Yeah.
I'd just go to work.
You go to work.
Ava, you are 12. Oh, got a job today at working construction.
She's been trying to get on a construction team for 6 months. She keeps calling Burger King. Look, will you hire me? Come on. Please.
I'll work for fries.
My way. But this year, super excited because we are going to do Senior Day again this year that we did last year. But Zach and Monica, it is bigger and better this year than it has been.
Right, because in a lot of ways, class of 2021's had it worse. Okay?
Oh, without a doubt, they had it worse.
And everybody jumped up the class of 2020's butts and praised them as the heroes. And not to say that any of that stuff is not true, but 2021's not getting that same buzz. They're just, you know?
2020 had at least half a year. 2021, they've been at home all year. So we've made sure to make it bigger this year. We've teamed up with Blue Eagle Credit Union to make this year's Senior Day so amazing.
Yeah, so we're working now on setting up the virtual yearbooks, which I realized yesterday because I got the notification because my daughter, her picture day is next week. And it even said these pictures will not be used in any kind of yearbook. I'm like, man, ain't nobody a yearbook. Shoot. Wrong.
You can't pass them out. You can't be sharing those that fabric.
So we're doing that. We're working on some other surprises, some cool stuff behind the scenes. But where we're at with that right now is we need the schools to get the pictures rolling because there's lots of schools, there's lots of pictures, and there's lots of editing and homework that needs to be done behind the scenes. So we need that now.
Yeah, so right now, if you want your school, your senior included, email me at antoine@k92radio.com. From there, I'm going to reach out to the schools, and we're going to work back and forth to get that school to be a part of Senior Day.
Yeah, and it's Antoine is A-N-T-O-I-N-E. You should actually have our IT guy give all the incorrect spellings
all the ways.
To bounce
A-N-
to you,
too. No, I'm not going to spell it now.
Don't do it.
Confuse the people. A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
Yeah, you can go to the K92 Facebook page, and you can always hit us up on social media and stuff like that. And don't forget to go to BlueEagleCreditUnion.com. They've got a ton of different educational programs and things learning about finances. And again, we're working on some other surprises with Blue Eagle. Excited to have them on board. So it'll be bigger and better. Class of 2021, you're the stars. Screw those class of 2020. They're old news.
Yeah, we don't care about them. They're in college now.
They're done. Exactly. They've moved on. So we're excited to do that and help out.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Reggae Appreciation Day is on the way. We also have, who knew that something like this was so freaking valuable? Maybe next time you're at the beach, you got to start keeping your eyes peeled because this woman found something that was worth $200,000 just laying on the beach. What was it?
All right.
We'll get into that in the trending. Birthday scam, nice package. Brand new ghost hunters. What happened on their date that got him so mad that he ghosted her? He's angry about it.
And usually the guy is the one, we're going to stick around. We're going to stick through it.
Guys will put up with a lot because we're dumb and we want things and we will stick around anyway. So, yeah, what happened on that date? As we check in on the latest of the Rona, see what's what. You see, so this is so lame. I feel for anyone that is trying to get married and have some sort of wedding ceremony these days. But I'm also highly confused by the people that say, you know what, we're doing this right now anyway. Like, I would just wait.
Yeah.
Don't you want to wait till you can just do it the way you want to do it?
Yeah, but they figure life's too short. What the heck? Just go ahead. Just do it.
I'm going to wait.
See, I would wait. So here's one. So weddings and party centers have opened again in New York, or at least they are later this month. And you can dance in your own personal dance zone. That's it.
Some people need to get out. And I mean, I've been to like different clubs and stuff where people aren't dancing with each other. They just need to get out. They need to feel the music. Right. So the dance zones would work for them.
Well, that's what they're doing. So you got 6 feet from anybody else and you're just in your dance zone, just chilling right there. Hey, how's it going?
And sometimes people need a dance zone. They get all willy-nilly with their limbs and stuff.
I kind of like it.
You like the dance zone?
Yeah. Okay. I kind of like it, but then, so if you have drinks involved, though, you kind of start leaning out of your zone.
Right. No one's going to follow
your dance zone. becomes a weeble wobble.
Exactly.
You can't say that anymore.
No one is going to stay in it because they're just going to be weebling back and forth. So again, if I have to sit there and try to impose a dance zone, I'm waiting. I ain't dealing with
it's
that.
It's like a middle school dance.
Right. This is somebody else's ride, walking around with a ruler. Not far enough away. Not far enough away. You know, we forget some of the people that truly have to suffer during the coronavirus, like the Yakuza.
The Yakuza.
Isn't
that like a gang?
It is.
Okay. Yes. All right. Just making sure.
Japanese mafia.
All right. That's what I thought.
Yes. They're suffering. Yes. Because this has affected all of their illegal and legal businesses, the Yakuza. Because all the gambling and selling things on the black market, just no one's doing any of those good things.
Oh,
and
they're hurting right now.
They own a lot of food stands also. So, you know, those have been affected. So, you know, shout out to the Yakuza.
The Yakuza.
We always try to be friends with the Yakuza.
I don't try to be enemies with them.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're friends to all manner of scary people. Just, we're your allies, man. Don't cut my finger off. You know, that kind of thing.
Thank you.
Oh, and just in case you're wondering, if you're thinking of doing some traveling and you think, hey, let's go to China. Let's go to the source. Let's see where this all started. They have made it mandatory, the butt swab, just so you know. Just to be clear.
Oh, that's mandatory.
To get your COVID test.
Yep. Okay. When you go to China now, this was in the news today, that you have to get the swab for your corona test, and they have determined there that they think it is way more accurate to use your larger nasal passage. Your third nasal?
Okay.
Your third nose hole.
I mean, but I'm just saying, they start doing that at CVS, Walgreens. And I'm just in there just to get some Clorox wipes. They got a line.
I'm out. I'm out if we're doing that.
They're going to do it at CVS while they're printing out that receipt. You got some extra time to kill. So while they're printing a receipt out, they're going to give you a little swab.
And you can use that nice long receipt for whatever it is if you want to tend to yourself afterwards. Yeah. So it works out perfect. So.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Today is Reggae Appreciation Day. So today we're celebrating reggae, the culture, Jamaican culture, just fun. They do fun things. They have a very fun spirit.
Right.
We all need a fun spirit. And there have been some iconic quotes and clips from songs and movies and television shows over the years.
Round one.
Monica, I'm going to have Antoine go first, so head on into the soundproof chamber. But just so you know, as we get ready, the forward version, it is Shaggy, who is...
Miso Lovo Lovo.
Headphones off. Monica's heading into the soundproof chamber. Antoine, you'll hear it two times backward. Here we go. Time one.
Lovo Lovo Losin.
Time two.
Hava lava lasim.
Hava lava lasim.
Not bad. Not bad at all. It is interesting to see how Miso Lava Lava.
Headphones on.
Thank you. Welcome back. Lover sounds similar, both forward and backward.
Yes, it does. I was like, wait a minute.
I know. So, Monica, you are back from the soundproof chamber. I believe Antoine did a halfway decent job, so go ahead and give it your all. You're going to hear Miso Lava Lava two times backward. Here is time one.
Hava lava lasim.
time two. All right.
I think this is going to be a close round.
It is. It's going to come down to the seam. What will prove victorious? Antoine came first.
Kind of got clear.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
Got a little rumble going on. We flip it around. We're listening for Misa Lava Lava.
Misa Lava Lava.
It's pretty good. It's very gravelly.
It is. I was trying to get that growl, that Vin Diesel growl.
You did. But Shaggy's smooth. He doesn't have the Vin Diesel growl. Man, it's like Antoine ate a bunch of rocks before he got ready for that one. Okay. Monica, miso lava lava.
Hava lava losi.
Okay. Let's flip it around. Let's see what we get. We get this.
Miso lava lava.
Man, ooh. It was good. They're both pretty good.
Okay. Misa lava lava.
I gotta give it to Antoine because it makes me laugh.
Okay, correct. You break the tie with entertainment value.
For the entertainment value of the fact that he sounds like he read it over a piece of sandpaper.
I did. You're welcome. That'll be all smooth.
Appreciate it. So that is round one.
Round two.
We move to round two. It's an iconic moment on the show, The Cosby Show, from back in the day, which unfortunately you can't really even watch as much because Bill has done so many horrible things since then. But there was this one where Denise's boyfriend was watching a reggae video on TV and he gave us...
I said, man.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to stink at this one.
Well, we'll see. If you make it good and gravelly, who knows?
I'm out.
Head on into the soundproof chamber. Monica, you're going to hear it two times. Brrr, amon. Actually, Antoine, are you someone, you can't do the brrr, can you?
That is correct.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
That is correct.
You have that tongue that doesn't work.
It doesn't vibrate.
All right, I'm excited. Okay. Monica, you're going to go first, though. You're going to hear amon, where you brrr, amon, two times. Backward. Here we go. Time one. Okay. Time two. That's a good trill, though. You had a good roll in there. Yes. That is that's your nerd tip of the day. That's called trilling your R's.
Yes.
That's trilling your R's, which
I can't do it.
Antoine can't, so this should be fantastic.
I can't do it.
All right, you're gonna hear Amon Amon two times backward. Here we go. Time one is now. Time two.
There you go. That's it.
That was all right. You know what?
You are welcome. You are welcome.
That's all right.
I know he did this thing with his lips and said,
oh, he was giving raspberries.
Exactly.
Right. He tried to motorboat the clip.
Look, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
That was cute.
It was cute.
Thank you.
Okay. Monica Brooks went first, and she gave us this. She had a good roll.
She did.
Yeah, she had a good roll.
Good drum roll.
We reverse around. We're listening for Brrr, hey, mon.
Hey, money.
Hey, money.
Hey, money.
I like it.
Hey.
I like it, though. Hey, money, what's going on?
Hey, money.
That's a good roll there, too. Antoine gave us this raspberry.
Nah, me, so.
He was shooting a gun really hard.
He was. Pew, pew, pew. Just put that.
I was a little kid with an Uzi.
All right, let's reverse it around. Here we go.
Cuss him, man.
It's not terrible. Yeah.
Watch out, Predator.
Yeah. I'm going to get you. Come on, guy. Boo, boo. You're dead. No, I'm dead. No, you're dead. I already regenerated. No, you're dead again. I got you.
Exactly.
Point, Monica. All right.
Correct.
Congratulations, Monica. You are the winner. We move on
round
now to round three.
Third
and final round. I actually think this is one of my favorite family movies of all time. And we watched it recently with the family, and it is the Disney movie Cool Runnings, which is
that's a fun movie.
Based on the Jamaican bobsled team. And it's nice to be able to watch a family movie that ain't a cartoon. You know, sometimes you want to watch humans do stuff. So one of the iconic quotes from that is this.
Sanka, you dead?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Sanka, you dead. Yaman. Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber. You will come in here in a second. Antoine, you're going to hear it two times backward. It is Sanka, you're dead, and then Yaman. Here we go. Time one is now. Time two. Like, that was all right. Not bad.
I couldn't remember.
Well, you start getting lost. Yeah, you think, all right, I got this. I got this.
There's
Wait.
That pause right there that I was like, what do I say next?
Shoot. And then at the end, you're going, yep. Hey, you never know. Sometimes I feel like in a good reggae song, if you're just vibing and you're jamming and you don't know what to say next, buck, buck, you just kind of
Throw it in there.
You throw it in. Okay. Monica Brooks. So just keep that in mind. If you forget any of this, just feel free to throw a little something in there. You're going to hear Sanka, you're dead. Yaman. Two times. Backward. Here we go. Time one. Time two.
Who did I see? All right. I don't know the last part.
All right, baby.
All right.
That's right. Something about the UFC is all right.
I'm all of a sudden feeling a lot better about mine.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Monica, you should have just said,
I know.
Let's throw it in there.
All right.
All right. Antoine gave us this. Okay. He kind of forgot there at the end, too, but I feel like you remembered it at least a little bit.
A little bit.
So we're listening for Sanka, you dead?
Yaman.
Here we go.
Saman. Yaman.
Okay.
There are things in there.
There are things. There's also stuff in there. So we'll see. Monica gave us this.
Nambite. Who did I see? All right.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We're listening for it. Sanka, you dead? Yaman. Here we go.
Yaman. He said Yaman.
The Yaman was great.
The Yaman was great. Yes.
Yaman.
That was good.
Right. You started strong, but we said.
All right.
Antoine's one final time was.
Saman. Yaman.
Okay. I have to proclaim victory for.
All right.
Monica Brooks! I'm going on entertainment value, all right? I like your sandpaper at the beginning, and I'm like, all right, baby.
What?
All right. Yes.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
Technology is wild, man. I think this is along the lines, Antoine was talking about something similar the other day about being able to buy an athlete's sports highlight.
Yeah, instead of a trading card, you can buy the actual play that happened in the game.
So is that one of those NFTs? Do you remember from the article you were looking at? Because it sounds similar to what I have here. The NFT, which is, we're getting into Bitcoin kind of talk here.
Okay.
And the NFT is a non-fungible token. I didn't even know what it meant for something to be fungible.
What is fungible?
No, man, I'm feeling fungible right now. but artists are using this, and I bring it up because there's a rock band, Kings of Leon, that's releasing an album this weekend, and part of it, they're releasing it as this NFT. So you basically buy part of the album, or it's something unique, and you own it, but then the value can increase and decrease over time. Sort of like the highlight thing you were talking about.
So they put an album out and you in essence, you can get like 10% of it?
Well, so for example, they're doing a couple different things. One, you can buy these golden tickets. And so these golden tickets have perks in them like lifetime front row seats to any Kings of Leon show. Another exclusive audiovisual art pieces.
Okay.
Premier VIP treatment for every gig. So you have front row seats and you have a personal concierge that drives you to the show. You hang out with the band before they play. You have access to a lounge and you own this thing. And I'm pretty sure that you can also sell this thing if you wanted to and give it to somebody else. And if the value goes up because the demand goes up. So the other thing they're doing on like the smaller scale is, so for $50 a pop for the next 2 weeks, when you go to this NFT marketplace, you can buy a version of the album that's a deluxe bundle. So it has unique cover art, digital downloads of the music, limited edition vinyl, stuff like that. After 2 weeks, done. Never again. It will never happen again. So then you own that NFT thingy.
Okay.
And if it someone really wants it later, you paid $50 for it, you can say, well, you got to give me $100. Okay. Or you got to give me $1,000. I mean, Bitcoins are $30,000, $40,000 a coin. So I don't
check
just,
out.
It's so interesting. And you think to yourself, God, even on this level, you think, man, I don't know who this band is and I'm not really a fan, but if they're one of the first people doing this, maybe I want to buy one of these for $50 just
throw it in there just to see what happens. Yeah.
Hold on. It's like buying stock. It's really weird, the whole thing, but that's where technology's going in a lot of different ways.
Number two,
this is also along the lines of technology, and a lot of this noise has been bouncing around, and you hear about your privacy, and Apple versus Facebook is one that you keep hearing about. Uh-huh. Google is going to stop selling ads based on tracked individual browsing. So this meaning, you know, you Google diapers and then all of a sudden you receive 4 million different ads for diapers. They're going to get rid of the technology that allows that to happen.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Good.
Yeah. It seems good.
Sometimes it's funny because remember that time I had, I think, Antoine, you looked up Tiny Hands.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? Because I had.
It was Tiny Hands and the butt pillow. Those are the two things that you caused to take over my social media.
Yeah. And then Antoine got all these ads for pillows and butt pillows and I guess, I don't know, little gloves?
No, they were like tiny hands. They weren't little gloves.
Oh,
they were
like a little tiny hand
fake
you put on your finger.
Tiny hands that you could put on your finger.
And they claim they're not going to back any other sort of alternate tracking technology. Here's the deal. They're all going to figure out ways to track us anyway. I guess, to me, these are the PR moves because there's all sorts of lawsuits behind the scenes and people suing for their privacy is them saying, look, we're getting rid of all of that. Don't you worry. But the fact is, if you're on the internet and you're doing stuff, somebody's keeping track
somebody's
of it somewhere.
It.
Exactly. And man, I'll tell you what, I want to get ads for things like food and cooking supplies and alcohol. I don't need ads for diapers. So I like that they're targeted to me. I'm okay with it. Like, you're tracking my stuff anyway. At least give me good deals on
give
the stuff
the I like.
Give
me the things that I like versus the things that somebody else likes.
Exactly.
Number one.
All right. Have you walked by your fortune on the beach? Maybe you have. This woman walking on the beach. Now, she was in Thailand, but I assume this could happen at any beach anywhere. She sees this giant lump. I'm going to show the lump to Antoine. Antoine, you see this lump right here?
I see the lump.
It looks like a really huge piece of cookie dough.
Yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm. But you know what that is, Antoine?
What?
That's whale puke.
Whale puke?
Okay.
Yes, whale vomit. And that piece of whale vomit that you're looking at right there, Antoine, is worth $200,000.
Okay.
Yeah, because whale vomit is valuable because it has ambergris in it. And ambergris is used in perfumes and other products and stuff. Because I guess even though it's whale puke and it smells terrible when it first is puked up by a whale, it develops a sweet and lasting fragrance as it dries out. And it is highly sought after in the perfume industry. And this woman found a piece of it. She said, I'm pretty sure this is what I think it is. And $200,000.
I'm going to look out for that.
I'm looking up the article, Zach. You were selling her short. It's $260,000.
Yeah. Well, I had to estimate because the actual article said 185,000 L's, you know, because it did the euro
symbol. I did
the
conversion for you.
Right.
I did the conversion.
I'm like, she got 185,000 weird looking L symbols with a line through the middle of it. Can you believe that?
She found that on the beach.
But yeah, ambergris.
Wow.
And again, I would assume that a whale can throw up anywhere in the world and it could just find its way to Myrtle Beach. So
let's go to the beach, guys.
Right. Like, if you ever walked by and thought, man, that looked like a big hunk of cookie dough.
And it smells weird.
Yeah. You walked by your fortune and you let somebody else pick it up instead.
Man.
So be on the lookout while you're combing for shark's teeth. You may find something like this as well.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang birthday scam.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Who's this?
Oh, sorry. My name's Cleve Munson.
Are you sure you have the right phone number?
Yeah, well, I mean, your phone number is on this package that I got.
On a package?
Yeah, on a packing slip on this package, this box was on the front porch with your number on it.
Wait, I'm confused. What is this?
Okay, sorry. Let me back up. I come home this morning. I was gone because I work nights, third shift, work till 8 o'clock in the morning. So I stop at McDonald's to get me some breakfast and bring it home.
Okay, yeah, but why are you calling me?
I'm getting to that. Sheesh. Just trying to give you the journey of Old Cleve. So anyway, I come home and there's this box on my porch. One of them Amazon.com jobbies. So I bring it inside because I'm all cool. Cleve got a package. And then I look. It ain't my name on the box. It's your name to Michael and Sydney with your address. That's you, right?
Yeah, I'm Michael.
Okay, great. How you doing, Michael?
I'm fine. So you have a package that was supposed to come to us?
I do. Here's what happened. You live on road. I live on road. Same house numbers, different streets.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for letting me know. Can I stop over after work to pick that up? Maybe around 6?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed, though, because I was hoping this package was for me, because it says perishable on the outside, so I start thinking there's food in there. So, I mean, what'd you order, Michael? You get some steaks or something?
I really don't know what it is.
Maybe mixed nuts or one of them big old Hickory Farm beef logs? You think that's what
Look,
it is?
We didn't order anything, so I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. It says, to Michael and Sydney, congratulations on 10 years.
Yeah. It is probably an anniversary gift for my wife and I. Maybe I should just come over at my lunch hour and get it then.
Oh, anniversary gift. I see. So what do you think it is, Michael? Because I'm getting hungry here. I mean, you think it's one of them big old boxes of candy? Let me shake it, and then maybe I can hear what's in there, and then we'll both know. I'll just give it a little shake.
No, please just leave it alone, and I can come by and pick it up.
Well, maybe cookies. Cookies are perishable. I'm going to just go ahead and open it up and take a peek. I won't eat any, I promise.
No. Do not open the box. That is my package, right?
Okay, well, how about if I just pull back one little corner so I can see inside?
No.
Well, you're not being very nice. You know, I didn't have to call you, you know. I could have just kept the box for myself.
And I appreciate that. I do. If you could just leave the box, I'll come over and pick it up.
I mean, okay? The least you could do is share your cookies with me, man.
I don't even know. I don't know where you did this cookies thing.
Let's just take a look. Let's solve this mystery. Come on. I'm too hungry to wait. I'm going to tear into this box and see what we got right here. All right?
No. Do not open the box. What are you doing?
Oh, man. Would you look at that?
What? What did you do?
It's not cookies at all. It ain't any kind of food.
You seriously opened it? You opened the package.
Yeah, I did. And it's just a stupid radio.
It's a radio?
Yeah, don't worry, man. Just some stupid radio. That's all.
All right. I don't understand.
Well, you can take it and you can listen to yourself on the radio because you're on right now. Mm-hmm. Zach Jackson, K92. It's a birthday scam, which I guess technically it's an anniversary scam. So happy anniversary, Michael.
No.
Yes. Yes.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
To do these, like when they do those documentaries and stuff, I'll put my serious voice on. Today's ghosting involves a woman named Jennifer. Let's meet Jennifer right now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
All right, no one can take
That's
me
a good
seriously.
Voice, though.
That
was good. It was a good setup.
Are you saying that or just to make me feel better and you don't actually mean it? Or did you think that was a good voice?
So, Jennifer, how's everything going today?
Okay.
You got ghosted. So fill us in. What happened? How did this ghosting occur?
I don't know. I was seeing this guy, Landon. We went out on four dates.
Mm-hmm.
And now nothing. And the only thing that I keep coming back to is that he doesn't really care for my brother and his girlfriend. Landon did kind of remark that they were super annoying.
Okay.
Which they are.
All right. But you say they are super annoying.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They really are.
What does that have to do with you and him?
Well, because one of our dates, one of our last dates, we ended up having a movie night. You know, they came over for a double date kind of thing. And they just kept, talking during the movie. Nothing crazy. Like, they weren't doing anything crazy, but they just kind of would not stop talking.
Okay, and I understand, because I hate
movie talkers or just show talkers in general. You know, Antoine takes his movies very seriously.
So seriously.
I have no doubt there are no questions. That's why you and Monica don't watch movies together, because Monica has questions. And
nobody watches movies with Monica anymore. Her group went without her.
I know.
I get so mad even. Sometimes I'll go upstairs and everybody else in the family sits down and says, I just want to go up and watch TV. So when they all come up to start getting ready for bed, I'm watching TV. And they all come in and they all just start talking. They're talking to each other. Mm-hmm. They're talking to me. And I'm thinking, you did not see the TV on over here.
My eyes are on the TV.
Exactly. And they're just blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking, get out of here. I came up here to get away from you. What's going on? Okay. But that would seem like an odd reason, you know, to just ghost somebody all out because of this one situation. Unless you said, he's my brother and his girlfriend, and they're going to be around all the time, whether you like it or not. I mean, did you have an argument about it or something?
No, we didn't. I mean, he just definitely remarked he was annoyed, and he was just like, you know, your brother and his girlfriend are just totally obnoxious.
That was it. All right. Well, he says that he will let us know what was going on, but he would like to talk to us only. So, Jennifer, we're going to send you into the holding tank, and you'll be able to hear the explanation, okay?
Okay.
All right. We drop her into the tank, kushunk, and then, thoof, like the mail slot, we shoot Landon up. And, Landon, congratulations. We can now hear you.
Oh, hi.
So we got Jennifer's side of the story. She says she got ghosted. Only thing she can think of is that you didn't like her brother and his annoying girlfriend.
Yes, she's 100% right, okay? Her brother and his girl, they suck. They're the worst. And here's what I don't understand, okay? Uh-huh. They're 30-somethings, okay? They aren't like 20-something, but so immature. They're talking in the movie the whole time, okay? Talking, laughing, farting, burping. And this is, you know, okay, this is our first time meeting.
I'm on board. I get
it. Yes,
this all sounds really annoying. But Monica, it's like Landon wasn't going out with the two of them.
Right, but still, if you're around all that,
you
need her support.
It taints the taste of everything around. If there's bad cheese on your dinner, then everything
just smell.
It's okay. So because of that, that was enough for you that you don't want to be part of this family at all.
And you know, to make it worse, Jennifer's laughing like hard through all of this and joined in of the stupidity. And I wanted to leave, but you know, I thought that'd be rude, so I just stuck through it.
Okay.
And then I said, you know what? I just have no interest in this. And why would you introduce people to your family this early, right? Especially if they act like that.
Especially if they suck.
Oh, that's gracious.
All right, now, Antoine, you say you take movies seriously.
Yeah, I don't take them this serious.
I'd be like, you are below Landon on the serious scale.
I'm below because it's family and family is important. I would have figured out a way to put up with it.
Are you a serious guy by nature? You sound like a serious guy.
No, I mean, I'm as fun-loving as the next guy, but look, if we're going to watch a movie, I want to see it, if it's a good movie, which it was.
Landon says, I love fun as long as it's in these parameters.
Right. I love structured fun.
Exactly. There are times to laugh.
Hold on. Yeah. Why have the movie on then? Why not just sit and talk, you know, and get to know each other?
That's a fair question.
Have a movie on at all? And if you're going to have a movie on, then let's watch it. If you don't want, you know, if you want to just have fun and socialize, then let's not have a movie.
Okay.
You know?
So
I love it.
Just, and Landon, I appreciate you coming on with us, and we wish you all the best. And just for anyone in the future that's going to date Landon, just remember, there's Netflix and chill, and then there's Netflix and shut! Be quiet! No more talking! Nothing else! Don't you even, you get your eyes on the screen and everything, and that is that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host of Who Knows Who?
You!
I
love asking y'all questions.
You do enjoy this game, and I wouldn't say it so much that you love asking us questions. Antoine, I believe she enjoys putting us in positions.
She likes making us squirm.
Yeah.
But I will say,
a little bit.
I enjoyed the questions this week.
You did?
Yeah,
good.
Like, one of the two questions, I sat there and I thought about it. I was like, wow, I actually like all of these choices.
Well, Antoine, you know what?
What's that?
I did not have the same experience. No.
Oh, well.
Both of them were
I didn't get two of them. I didn't get two of those this time.
Yeah, I did. I got a lot of that. I got a lot of, fine.
I know. I asked Zach a couple questions. I asked you, Antoine, a couple questions. And so I have your answers. And if y'all are ready for it.
We're always ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For it?
Round
it. All right.
One.
So, Antoine, you'll go first. I'll give you one of Zach's questions. Okay, so I asked Zach. I said, you're reincarnated. And you come back as what? A, a rat. B, an anteater. C, a jellyfish. Which one did he pick?
Wow.
So you see how my choices are desirable.
I didn't get any of those. Right. All right. So a rat, an anteater, or a jellyfish.
Yes. Right. I'm dead. I'm reincarnated. And what you want to hear are things like an eagle, Bill Gates. I don't know. A beautiful redwood sequoia. Here's something. No, I got a rat, a jellyfish, and an anteater.
All right. Nobody wants to be an anteater. I'm automatically getting rid of that one. There's no justification for wanting to be an anteater. So a rat or a jellyfish? A rat. I mean, they make movies about rats.
They do.
They're pretty, they can be entertaining, I guess. That's I'm going to go jellyfish. They're majestic. They can sting people. I'm going jellyfish.
Okay. You said jellyfish.
Right. And Zach, you said?
You're wrong.
That means
what did
you're
you
wrong.
Pick?
I'm a rat. I chose a rat.
Why did you pick the rat?
Because my, all right, first of all, the jellyfish ones will be all wiggly and blah, blah, blah.
But they sting you?
They sting. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, but they ain't got nothing. They ain't got no arms, no legs. They're just,
they have tentacles.
They're just jelly. They're like a condiment. That's all it is. They're just blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I want to hear why you pick rat.
Well, my justification on the rat was, again, I didn't like any of these decisions. You're right.
Okay.
The anteater, I mean, you look ridiculous. You eat ants and you eat through your nose. So these are all, who wants to be doing that? But the rat I chose because at least the rat eats good. Because the rats, like you think of the rats in New York City, like they all, they go and they're big and they go and they invade restaurants and they hang out in the subway and they've got their own rat nation.
They eat people's trash.
Not necessarily.
They eat leftovers. You're not going to be you're not going to be Ratatouille.
Maybe I will be. I'll be Zach.
That's what he's hopeful.
So I figured at least I could become a big fat rat living off. Even if I'm eating the trash, I'm going to eat at the trash of the finest restaurants in the
land. You don't want to be majestic, huh?
See, again, you're just
jellyfish are majestic.
No,
I know.
They got no muscle definition whatsoever.
They don't need it. They can sting people.
I just don't want to be flabby and gross. At least I can be a jacked rat. You know what I'm saying? So no point for you.
All right. So, all right, Zach, I asked Antoine a question. I said, you must unlearn something. So A, how to drive. B, how to play all video games. C, enjoyment of anything Will Smith.
Now, this is me. Don't you answer this from your own perspective.
Well, Smith, get it out of here. Okay, so you have to unlearn something so you don't get to do it anymore?
Yeah.
And you don't get, do you get to relearn it? Is it?
Interpret it as I unlearn it, it's gone forever.
Okay, so it was the ability to drive, the ability to play video games, and all things Will Smith.
I cannot enjoy that anymore.
Enjoying it,
Man.
Which is crazy because you don't have to learn how to enjoy Will Smith, Monica.
I think you do.
It just happens. It's natural. It's like the sun rising and the sun setting.
I was actually thinking more. It was like forced. Maybe it was even.
Yeah.
You know what it was? It's like, what's that, Stockholm Syndrome, where you're being held hostage?
That's what it is.
You eventually fall.
I was held hostage and had to watch every Will Smith movie.
All right. Let's think here. Yeah. I don't think it's the video games because Antoine really enjoys that. It's a fun hobby. It's just, it's lovely.
You're correct so far.
Okay. I feel like you enjoy driving and getting in your car listening to music, but think of the power of when you don't know how to drive and everybody else has to drive you around. Like you just, I'm sorry, I don't know how to drive. I'm drunk. Ha ha. You know, that kind of thing. And just take Ubers and, you know, whatever. Ooh. And it does love Will Smith.
I do.
Yeah.
But nobody else does. So that would be the easiest one to give up.
Shade.
I think he enjoys driving and being in control and listening to music and everything. And I think Will Smith, while as much as he's had the great experience, he's got other loves that he can find and Will would understand because they're best friends and blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to go with the Will Smith.
Okay, Antoine, what did you say?
You don't know me.
Ah!
I would
wrong.
Love to. I mean, I love driving and I love listening to music, but I would love to have a chauffeur. I would love to say, Benson, pull the car around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But see, my logic was that you'd also, while all of that is nice, then you have no freedom. You're always relying on getting a ride. Like, even if you just want to run to the grocery store, like, can I have a ride? Or you got to walk like those weird
people. Well, that's true. Will Smith and video games, those are my happy places. Okay, I can get a chauffeur.
Right, fair enough. I understand. It was it was a toss-up. Okay, well, you know what? We're even. Zero to
there
zero.
There we are.
Next.
Yep. Zero to zero. Okay, so Antoine, I asked Zach. I said, Lennon is going to cook dinner.
So my son is making dinner.
Mm-hmm. Your son is going to cook dinner for you, for the family. Is he making A, spaghetti made with his bare hands? B, chicken handled by his bare feet?
What?
C, steak flipped using his tongue. Quick flip.
Do you see how mine were terrible?
How the hell is he flipping the steak with his tongue?
I know, because, you know, boys are just wild. It's a quick burn.
I guess he's just going to grab it with his teeth and his tongue and just,
Just flip it. All right, I'm getting rid of the steak flipping, because that's just dangerous, and I don't want to hurt the boy. All right, so it's either spaghetti with its hands or chicken with his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go...
Chicken feet with his feet, I suppose.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm going to go spaghetti with his hands because at least, like, you can guarantee that he washes his hands right before that he can use his hands. So I'm going spaghetti with his hands.
You don't know me at all.
What? His tag was quick.
You were so wrong in your logic because it was, in fact, steak with his mouth, tongue combination thing.
Yep.
I don't care about his danger or safety at this point.
I care about the kids.
And it'll burn off.
I care. No. It'll burn. It'll burn off.
Let me explain to you. Okay. My son's hands are gross, and all kids' hands are gross because they're sticky and nasty.
But he can wash them.
Even when they don't even do that, it's not a good job. And, man, I tell you what, Antoine, if you touched his iPad... the surface of his iPad.
Oh, gosh.
It's like Braille, and he's not blind. I don't know what's going on. Oh, it's so nasty. So the fact that that's always his hands and touching and rubbing, and then he's going to be tossing my spaghetti with the,
to the spaghetti.
Is that umami?
It's
is that
seasoned.
What that is?
It's seasoned.
It's
seasoning on it.
It's a tang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so what did you pick?
That boy puts his... I told you the steak with
the
his
steak?
Tongue.
The steak? Okay.
Because that boy puts his feet on everything, too. I'm yelling at him all the time. He's like got his bare feet on like his charger, or he steps... He'll step on it if the remote is on the ground. He just starts stepping
some
on
it. Some little toe crumbs.
Yeah, so he loves toe crumbs, too. So, yeah.
All right.
I'm at least... it's sad to say. You know what? I likened it. You know when they say how a dog's mouth is really clean? I figured that was the cleanest part of the child also was the child.
There's logic there.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it.
All right, Zach, Antoine's question. I said you have an action-packed moment.
It's a great question.
Which one are you picking?
Loved
it. Okay, so I said, A... are you going to run, jump, and kick three men in the forehead?
Boom, boom, boom.
B, a high-speed chase. Speed and jump from one bridge to another.
Fast and furious.
C, you headbutt the hijacker and you safely land a plane.
Boom.
Which one did he pick?
Wow.
I love them all. I love them all. I lived them all. Right when I was reading your question, I took 10 minutes per answer. I was like, let me live this moment.
Yeah. Let me also just remind you that I had to pick tongue steak. That's the best.
Thank you, Monica.
Jeez.
All
right. So you get to do one of these things where he runs and he kicks three people in the
three
face.
Three people.
Like John Wick. Just ninja action. All right. That one's pretty cool. We've got the high speed chase.
And I jump on bridge.
Yep. Man. I almost feel like I need to get Wiz Khalifa ready for his Fast and Furious mode.
That means I don't land.
Or the headbutt and the man, because that one's the least exciting from a badassery thing. But then you've saved all these other people and you land the plane and they're all applauding.
There's so many great things here.
There's probably a movie called Flight 27 Antoine, you know, something like that. Ooh, man. Again, I got rat and a mouth steak.
Oh, look, what? Next time I got you.
This is the greatest game ever.
You don't got me.
Yes.
I this is a tough one. It really is a toss-up because I think they're all pretty cool. I'm going to go with the high-speed chase, Dukes of Hazzard style, jumping bridges, and just looking awesome and spinning around, doing Jason Statham things and Paul Walker stuff and all that. While though all of them, I can understand the answer for any of them, so I'm going to go with that one. Car.
Okay.
If I get it right, I win. If not, we go to the tiebreaker.
All right. Well, we're going to a tiebreaker. That's incorrect.
That means
all of
wrong.
Them are great, but I decided... head button a hijacker and land in a plane for all of the reasons that you said.
I know.
Every single reason.
I should have factored in better, Monica, his just gigantic ego, where he wanted to be praised and adored at the end of all
of this. Look, I'm reading the email I responded to Monica said, head button hijacker and land in a plane. And then parentheses, I wrote, I would get a movie out of that one.
Right.
Yes, you would.
You know me.
You sure would.
Yeah. You know me. Like go with your gut.
It'd be a double feature where you'd watch Sully and then you'd watch Torelli.
Uh-huh.
You know, it'd be,
exactly.
Tweezy. Sully and Tweezy. That's, all right, let's go to tiebreaker.
Okay. Tiebreaker. So a question about me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I forget how this goes. So I give it to one of you.
You get
to Zach. Whoever had a point.
Zach, oh, no. Okay, yeah. Nobody got a
nobody
point.
Nobody got a point. So I went first. So if it's a yes-no question, then I guess I get the option. Do I want to answer it or not? That's what you're giving me. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to make the superhero over here answer this question. So this is for Antoine.
All right,
I'll answer it. I know you, Monica. Let's go.
So in middle school, I tried to change my name. A couple people know I tried to change my name.
Okay.
So it was between two.
Oh, I think I know this.
I tried to change it too.
Darn it.
Oh, do you?
I think
Fantasia.
So.
Or Rebecca?
I do know the answer to this.
Fantasia or Rebecca? Mm-hmm. I'm going, just without overthinking it, Fantasia. You tried to change your name to Fantasia.
Zach. He got it.
Rebecca. Shout out to all the Rebeccas out there, but that's boring. If you're going to change your name, let's make
I'm
going
to tell Trigger because she wanted to name me Rebecca at one point.
But she made the right decision. Shout out to you, Trigger. Yeah.
Right.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List, number 3.
The Simpsons, that show's going to be on forever.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's been renewed for 2 more seasons. And, I mean, it's just never going away. And that's all right. I think I'm okay with that.
33rd and 34th season,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember the last time I watched an episode. I don't even know when it comes on.
Television.
I said when.
Well, I know, but whenever you want it to. That's when television comes on.
No, because it actually comes on at a certain day and time.
It's been Sunday nights.
Oh, okay.
At 8 forever, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, but again, it comes on whenever. All the old ones are on Disney Plus. My son will watch it sometimes. Yeah. So this is my thing with The Simpsons is I don't think I've watched an episode in, I don't know, 10 years, something like that.
Goodness.
But then every single time I haven't watched a new episode, but then every single time an episode comes on, like he puts one on Disney Plus, I've seen it. And I think, how is it? Like, where are the ones I haven't seen?
Because he's starting from the beginning.
I guess so.
It takes a long time to catch up. There's 23 seasons. 10 years ago.
By the time we catch up, I'm going to be 80.
Yeah.
And that's kind of not a joke. It's kind of true. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
Number 2.
People are loving Dolly Parton. And I have to say, I enjoy her, too. Like, she's been out there, you know, pushing people to, you know, get the vaccine, get the shot. She had her shot yesterday.
Okay.
She got her shot, I think. Yeah. But and she also has her song, Vaccine, that's out there. So.
You stop that.
What? She said it. She sang it.
She did that. Are you
she
sure?
She did it. Yes.
I'm trying to find it right now. Yeah. I see it. I see the song. It exists.
All right. Well, I can't punish her because she's not here.
Get the vaccine.
Okay.
Sing that song, girl.
That's right. I thought that was a Monica Brooks original right there.
Nope.
Vaccine.
No, that is all Dolly. She even donated $1 million to help fund.
Good for her.
She's been doing amazing lately.
Yeah. And she looks great.
And she does good stuff for people. And she's a very smart businesswoman also. Dollywood and all that stuff.
Did we talk about that? She turned down the statue?
No.
They were going to build a statue for her in front of some building in Memphis, Tennessee. And she said, no, let's use that money for COVID-19. If you guys want to give me a statue after I've passed away, that's fine.
Okay.
But right now, let's use that money for good.
As somebody who knows, they don't want to put up with comments on Instagram. She says, you know what? They build that statue, then everyone's going to hammer me. Why didn't you use that money for the COVID vaccine? So there, she did. Now you have nothing to complain about. Ha-ha!
Number one.
Did you see there's a beef between Kelly Clarkson and Blake Shelton?
No, I did not
see
that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of beef because he says that he thinks that Kelly Clarkson, she's forgotten her roots.
Mm.
And I don't know why he even brought it up. Somebody probably asked the question, what do you think about Kelly doing her show and blah, blah, blah. And he was joking. But of course, there's a little truth behind every joke. So he said that. And so she heard it. She says, hey, Blake, I have time to do it all and nail it while doing it.
You know, I can see what he's saying in that, especially in the last year or so.
She's busy.
She has gone to that sort of next level, and now it's sort of all about Kelly Clarkson. It's the Kelly Clarkson show. I saw
she's going through some stuff. Didn't she have a divorce and
she
everything
did.
Too?
But you could say, and I don't know anything about their divorce. I have no idea, but you could say that she has changed, and maybe that's what caused the marriage to fall apart because she kind of has become this person that he jokingly kicked out there. But I mean, it's possible.
And they didn't necessarily get along on The Voice together either.
Yeah.
There was a request made, allegedly, from Kelly Clarkson that her chair not be directly beside Blake's. Mm. And so they had, classroom. Mm. I need to sit over there.
It might be old, but for you, it never gets old. Timeless.
Yeah, I love something that gives that nostalgia feeling, but it doesn't age you either.
And there's other things where it's just you can be obsessed with a certain something and it never gets old for you. And it all is a personal preference. I mean, we had somebody text into 52353. Avocado toast never gets old for them.
No matter how much they eat it.
Which is
they can go ahead and take all of it.
That's impressive. Because yeah,
take it all.
Yeah, Antoine and Monica, not avocado toast fans.
I've never had avocado.
It does not seem like something you would like.
I would try it, but I've never actually had it. I'm not
opposed
to it.
My body rejects it.
Your body also rejects seafood, but for some reason you still eat that. So
well, that's different because it is delicious. Like I taste it. I taste it delicious.
Okay. So if avocado tasted better, even if you were allergic to it, it'd be fine. Your body says, "I reject this one." No. Yeah, but some people. I mean, if that's your love, that's your love. A lot of people are those. I eat the same thing every day. People, same breakfast, same lunch, same dinner every single day. Which I mean, makes life easier. You know what's for dinner?
Oh yes. I think about the people that wear like the same like black T-shirt. Not the exact same, but they have are black T-shirts in their closet.
Right.
Like that's so convenient.
It is Monica. Well, her body rejected color. That's what it was.
And it tastes great. So she got rid of it.
It will be black. And that's it. But there are those things that never gets old for you. And it doesn't have to be a food thing. I mean, it's old for everybody else in my house, but my go-to joke is still the same one every single time in my home when I am in my underwear. Antoine, picture me in my underwear.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's funny you say
that. Underwear is on your outside of your clothes like Doug Funny Quail Man.
No,
what I'm picturing now.
I'm just wearing my underwear, and it's ironic that you would say, here we go, because that's my joke all the time, is if we're going to go anywhere. You remember back in the day when you'd go out and go on dates and stuff? So I'd get changed. I'd just be in my underwear, and I'd walk up to my wife and be like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go.
And you still do that.
I do it. I got to take, one of the kids to dance or something, baseball practice. Like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go to baseball practice. None of them are amused by this.
See, we're on the radio right now, so people can't really see how I'm looking at you when you said that.
Judgmentally.
But it was very, so much disappointment.
Your tone is not supportive.
I hear it.
I get it. There are things, like for me, the movie Coming to America.
I would agree with that.
And we will be talking about Coming to America 2 tomorrow on my Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, God.
But the movie Coming to America, those jokes, they have aged like fine wine. I watched it last night and I was laughing like I'd never seen the movie.
Yeah, I watched it. We watched it a couple weeks ago. I lack judgment in my life. I'm sure you've realized that. Again, I'm walking around in my underwear doing the same joke all the time. So clearly I have bad judgment. It was Saturday night. I had a couple of cocktails. Thought it'd be great to watch that movie with the children. And my kids are 11 and 8. They are younger than that movie is.
Yes, they are.
But I can tell you what, my son loved when he was shouting them cuss words to the mountaintops. He laughed and laughed and rewound it and watched it again.
It's timeless. Timeless, guys.
But it is, though. I watched it because I was getting ready for the new one, and I'm terrified. I'm so scared.
It's not going to be great.
But what I'm afraid of, Antoine, is that the new Coming to America movie is going to be so bad, it's going to ruin my enjoyment of the first Coming to America movie.
No, it cannot.
Oh, gosh, don't say that.
No,
I hope not.
No, it cannot.
It can, though.
I know.
It can.
What about you, Monica? Is there something that just will not get old?
Oh, yeah. Well, messing with Jared, for one.
Ooh,
I just love walking by.
Poor
Jared.
As
he's sitting back on the recliner, and I'll just swoop and take his socks off.
I was thinking about this. Monica, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, when we're able to give hugs again, Jared may be the first recipient of my hug.
Okay.
When we're able to actually physically touch people, I'm going to drive to your house, knock on the door. Jared's going to answer. I'm going to hug him. I'm going to say, come on in here, big guy.
Right.
I'm going to give him a hug, and I'm going to say, I understand, and then I'm going to leave.
That's all.
I'm not even going to explain anything else.
I thought you were going to say, you've made it, brother.
you survived.
She can go outside.
They say through the wire. Here's the wire. You made it all the way through.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.